McDonald Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. And now, with the Max Pregame Show, it's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Seth Smiski.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Well, good morning and welcome to sun-splashed Chautauqua, Wisconsin. The Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs, the opponent for your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max High School Baseball this morning and afternoon here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Dawson Halverson, our audio producer, back at the WOGO home base in Halley. On-site video producer is Sam Averly. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Seth Smiski. And Seth, you were telling me, again, last night we were out broadcasting McDonald Lady Max softball, but quite a game for these boys up at Cumberland.
Yeah, super fun game. To go down early, I think, what was it, like 6-1, and to come back from that, and then we were losing 8-7, I believe, going into the bottom, or going into the seventh, and played at six runs to make it, we got 13 there, and man, it was a great inning, and it was just fun, and Cooper came in after Eli and had some solid innings, and then David Anderson came in and picked up right where he left off last year.
Yeah.
Like, it was impressive. David was a real deal last night.
And we'll hear from Coach Riemenschneider in just a little bit, but I talked to him a little bit about kind of platooning pitching, too, and how not everybody is always going to have their best outing every single game, but they pick each other up, and I think that's what we've seen even through the first three contests is guys, picking one another up too, so it's, hey, maybe somebody can give you three innings or two and a third or whatever it might be, but you've got a lot of quality arms and a lot of guys who can come in even sometimes in tough spots and get those outs.
Yeah, yep, and so far that's what they've been doing, and it's working well for them. And then the bats, what's really cool to see is some other guys are hitting the ball so far this year, and Grant and Kale kind of hit, and Cooper were kind of the bulk of it last year, but this year it's just getting contributions from everyone, and it's really cool to see.
And it's kind of what, again, great to see, and what you would expect to see, what you'd hope to see from a team that returned, again, a lot of guys who played a lot of baseball together too, and so again, very early on in the season, but early returns are very positive for this team, saying, hey, we like the way they're playing together, playing for one another, and how it's, hey, we're not star dependent, we're a team.
Yeah, yep, and yeah, they're showing that right now, and hopefully today we can just stay on track and continue to have fun. And that's the other thing. These guys are pretty loose.
Yeah.
They're having a lot of fun out there. So just continue that. And with a heavy senior team, that I think that mentality really resonates. And, hey, this is it, guys. And let's just go out there and have a good time. And
it's baseball. It should be
yep,
fun.
Yep. That's the great thing about baseball is it can be really fun. A lot of camaraderie.
Fourth game this week for McDonald here on the road at Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. We'll step out, be back in 2 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with head coach Ryan DiNucci at the helm of Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. That's all ahead in two. This is Max Pregame on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
One and one for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Baseball on a Saturday morning here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream and YouTube. We're here in beautiful Chautauqua. The Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs face your McDonald Max, and here with head coach Danucci of Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. And coach, early on in the season, but what have you seen from your team through those first three games?
Our first three games, we've had some really good pitching. You know, we were able to take a trip down, what we call down south, to Boscobel last weekend and get a couple games in. Our pitching has really held up well. The other night against Spooner, we had a couple injury issues that I think affected our game there, but we still had really good pitching. So I'm happy with our pitching and defense up to this point in the season.
What's the biggest step you need to take? Is it on the offensive side of things?
Yeah, our offense needs to step up. We're getting runners on base. We're getting people in scoring position. It's just a matter of getting them around all the way to score so we can get some more runs on the board.
What do you see in this McDonald team? They've kind of platooned pitching early on, too. They've got a lot of veteran experience coming back.
I did see they have a very veteran roster. I saw they lost on Tuesday night in a close game, and then the last two games here they've won pretty handily. So, you know, I'm looking for a big offensive output because it looks like they've put up quite a few runs in those three games. And then I really don't know anything more about their pitching staff other than that.
Well, Coach, their offense, your quality pitching so far, it looks like it should be an entertaining game and a lot better weather than we've had for the early part of the season.
Yeah, so it was nice to see the weather finally break today. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to our pitching matchup up against their offense.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck to you and the Bulldogs today and the rest of the way.
Yes, thank you.
Head Coach Danucci back after this with Coach Riemann Schneider of McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.
Come!
in Chautauqua. The Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs, the opponent for your McDonald Max, here with head coach Tim Riemenschneider on WOGO Sports. And coach, last couple games, you've seen some really positive things. And even in that first game, saw a lot of positive things, even though it ended up in a loss. Again, team trending in a good direction early on.
Absolutely. They're playing hard. You know, we got the first loss and we picked up two wins. And last night was just a testament to their willingness to work hard, be down, and not give up. And we came back with a big win last night. It was pretty awesome.
Coach, I know you're kind of platooning with pitchers right now too early on in the season. And what it seems like is not everybody's going to have their best outing every single night, but they're picking each other up.
Absolutely. When one stumbles, like last night, we didn't come out of the gate real well with pitching. The next two guys came in and they were lights out. So it worked good. I think we've had seven or eight guys on the mound. Today will be the same because this is our fourth game this week. So we're going to have to go deep in the bullpen today. But they all got each other's back. So it's pretty awesome.
What have you liked about the approach of the plate so far? I mean, this Chautauqua team, what their coach mentioned is, hey, strong pitching so far. They've allowed seven runs through three games. It's pretty good.
Well, so far the kids have had pretty good plate discipline for us. We've got a lot of walks. I think we had 8 or 10 walks last night. So they're swinging at the ones they can swing at, the ones they should swing at, and they're letting the other ones go. So far they've been pretty good with the walks and putting the ball in play.
Well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game, and hopefully we're talking about another W for McDonald.
Well, let's hope so. Thank you, Caleb.
Head Coach Tim Riemenschneider, McDonald pregame here live from Chautauqua. Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's an education, business or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Finishing up McDonald pregame here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We're on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and live audio streaming at WOGO.com. Watch and listen via the WOGO Sports Live video stream on our YouTube channel, WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Always appreciate subscriptions there, and then you'll be notified whenever we go live with Chi Higher McDonald Athletics. Seth Smiskey, time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What's a key or two here for McDonald to try to keep this two-game win streak going?
Yeah, so pitching is going to be key today just because we played, you know, this is our fourth game here.
In a week.
Yeah, and, you know, just we're going to, like Coach Timmy said, we're going to have to get into the bullpen and you know, see. But to that point, there's going to be some balls in play.
Yeah.
And our defense is going to have to be solid back there to help pick these guys up. And then, you know, hitting, we just got to be patient, get deep into those counts, and make them work.
Your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's McDonald at 2-1 against the 1-2 Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs. Again, Chautauqua has allowed just 7 runs over 3 games, including a shutout victory. McDonald coming off that 13-7 win last night up at Cumberland. Starting lineups to be introduced now, I believe, and then our national anthem.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
1-1 for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today.
Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen. Richardson circles the bases. Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. Now it's time for starting lineups here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you here in Chautauqua. Chippewa Falls McDonald against Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. Sam Aberle, our on-site video producer, and camera operator Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halley running the audio controls. Chautauqua. Purple uniforms with the orange sleeves, the gray pants, white numerals, and orange piping. McDonald resplendent in their traveling uniforms. The navy blue tops and bottoms. The royal blue socks. White numerals. Black batting helmets with the white M insignia on them. We've had your Toys and Ford keys to the game, and now it's just about time for baseball on what should be a beautiful afternoon, Seth.
Yeah, Little windy, but I'll deal with that. But yeah, it's going to be nice. You know, a couple things from the other night. There was some pretty spectacular defensive plays, and Kale made some awesome throws from shortstop when Cooper was playing, and Allen towards the end of the game made just an outstanding play in the outfield, and Ryan, big guy at first base, but he can darn near do the splits, and we saw it on display last night. He reached out and he grabbed one, and it was just a really awesome play. So a lot of cool things like that happening. It's
and again,
good to see.
Yeah, I mean, and it just success seems to breed success, right? Yeah. And there's just kind of that carryover, that spillover, again, from one big play to the next. Starting lineup for McDonald, Cale Holm, the junior, starting on the hill for head coach Tim Riebenschneider, number 16, also batting leadoff. Cooper Mittermeier in the 2 slot, the senior shortstop, number 7, batting third. Grant Smiski, the senior catcher, number 1. Eli Stepp batting cleanup, the junior third baseman, number 2. Ryan Smiski, as you just mentioned, the junior first baseman, number 15, batting fifth. Batting sixth, Nash Winger, the senior left fielder, number 14. Mason Bussey DHing and batting seventh, number 24, the junior Carson Galvez, the junior second baseman, number 5, batting eighth. And batting ninth, David Anderson, the senior center fielder, number 17. Pitching for the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs, Connor Evich, senior, number 2. And we are underway. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. First pitch at 11:59.
Looks like you're gonna.
We're going
to have to be on our A game today.
I may lean on you for that since half the time I don't pay attention.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us. So.
We got a 1-1 count now. And Coach DiNucci had mentioned that pitching has been a strength for them so far. Cale Holm takes the ball inside. Holm, the junior, the counterpart for Ivich, pitching here today. Ivich, the 2-1 pitch, caught the outside edge for a strike. Two balls, two strikes here from Chautauqua of the game. And Chautauqua with one away. Bringing up Cooper Mittermeier.
Nice to get out on top of these guys. You know, yesterday I think the better pitcher pitched second for Cumberland, and we didn't really jump on that first pitcher. But it'd be nice to get a good solid start.
Ivich finds the mark.
So far he's got pretty location down low.
And Ivich is a senior facing Cooper Mittermeier, fellow senior. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Ivich quickly ahead 0-2. In this at bat. Ivich, third pitch of this at bat, misses wide and high. Two balls, one strike. We've had our Toyson Ford keys to the game, always brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. The 1-2 pitch. Popped foul right along the third baseline where Coach Tim Riemenschneider is. And Coach will run to grab it. Cooper Mittermeier staying alive here. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. The pitch, line shot into left nice. For a base hit. Cooper Mittermeier gets a board for McDonald.
That's good to see. Cooper got his first hit of the season. I think it was the last at bat he had yesterday. And now he's started the game off here with another hit. So
that bat starts heating up.
Maybe
there
things
you go.
Are starting to roll here a little bit for him.
Brings up Grant Smisky, the senior catcher number one. One out, one on for McDonald. Grounded along the first base line for a foul ball, strike one on Grant Smisky. Don't forget to check out our dugout cam, the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam, to catch all the in-game team reactions today. Remember, it's constant smiles and constant fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City Chaos Water Park and on-site dining, on-site caribou coffee. Book your family's adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Second pitch fouled off by Smisky. Down in the count 0-2 against Connor Ivich. Cale Holm grounded out to short. Cooper Mittermeier aboard at first with one away here in the top of the first. Ivich, the 0-2 pitch. Grant slaps it foul along the third baseline.
Looks like that one hurt just a little bit. A little vibration in the bat, I think.
Indeed.
A little grimace.
Catcher pops out of his stance. That's Aiden Becker, the junior, to get it back from head coach Tim Riemenschneider. Grant will stand back in from the right side. Sunshine right above us here at the noon hour. 0-2 pitch from Ivich. And a grounder towards short. Gloved at second. Flipped to second for one. Throw to first. In time. McDonald doubled off. And that'll end the top of the first with our score. McDonald 0. Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 0. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus.
See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Welcome back to Max Baseball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you at Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser High School. It's the Max and the Bulldogs squaring off here. Non-conference action. And your impressions of that top of the first, McDonald able to get some contact against the senior pitcher, Connor Evich, but a couple slick plays at short, including that double play turned at the end.
Yeah, you know, you really like to see that go a little further than it did. It seems like Grant's just a little unsure. You know, he kind of had a half swing there at one of them. I think just need to calm down, take what's given, and send one. But hey, that's the good thing about what's going on right now is the bottom of the inning or the bottom of our lineups have been hitting just as well as the top. So I think we'll be just fine.
Opening pitch from Cale Holm, high, ball one. He's facing Connor Evich, who pitches and also bats leadoff. Evich number two, the lefty. In there for a strike, Cale Holm, who really pitched well that last game that we had here on WOGO Sports. Cale, just a great start.
He did, yeah, that was a really, really solid start for him.
This is wide, 2-1 the count. And really with that one, we mentioned the start, going back to that last game in the home opener in Casper, a four-pitch walk issued by Cale to start the game, but after that just dialed it in, fouled off along the third baseline, 2-2.
Yeah, I think, what did he have, like five or six strikeouts that game?
I think he struck out five of the next eight after walking the opening batter.
Yeah. So, because it seemed like the outfield or they weren't getting much action.
Chopped foul again by Evich. McDonald again twice turned double plays and left a couple base runners stranded other times as well too. I mean, just doing a nice job in the field when eventually the balls were put in play. There's another shot off the roof of the outbuilding here. Evich battling to stay alive with a 2-2 count. Leadoff hitter for Coach DiNucci and the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs. Popped foul over toward the fan section here. Going through plenty of baseballs here to start.
Yeah.
Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Holm, the 2-2 pitch again. This one, a hard shot out to left that will drop in for a base hit. And Evich stays alive and gets on base.
It's kind of the way it started yesterday. They were just, you know, they were just hitting the gaps. Cumberland was, and we were hitting it right to them. But, yeah, it's just not a lot you can do about that.
No play there for Nash Winger again as it just plopped well in front of him. Quick mound conference from Cale Holm and Grant Smisky. They'll face Jude Poppy, the sophomore left fielder, lone sophomore in this lineup. Number four, he also bats from the left, so two lefties in a row that Cale will face. Runner goes. Smisky, the throw to second, too high. The runner advances. Evich now in scoring position.
Yeah, he got a pretty good jump, but Grant would have had to place that ball in there pretty much perfectly
almost to the ground where he could just apply the tag right away. A little too high to make a play there. They knew it was coming.
Pitch two from Cale Holm, fouled off. I thought the umpire just said he's out of balls. So, yeah, we have seen a lot
sense.
Of ones fouled off.
Yes. Yep. But Grant did have a nice throw down to third yesterday for an out. So, it'd be nice to get a couple guys out and slow them down a little bit.
Poppy at the plate. Ball high. One and two is the count. Holm the pitch. That one skied out to left. Winger circling under it, close to foul territory, makes the catch. And that's the first out of the inning. Poppy got a piece of that one, but Winger doing a nice job out and left to retire him.
Nice to see Nash at Nash's first start of the season. Nice to see him out there.
Brings up Ethan Brown, the junior center fielder. First right-handed batter in there for strike one, Cale Holm. Again, runner aboard at second. That's the leadoff man, Connor Evich, who singled and advanced on a steal. 0-1 pitch. That one is hit deep out to center, circling underneath it and making the catch, David Anderson. And I say deep, again, it hung up a little bit in the wind here.
Yeah.
But with David Anderson, I mean, with that type of speed, it's going to be very difficult for anyone to get it by him unless you actually send it over the fence.
Yep. He definitely has some range. Him and Ryder almost collided yesterday. It was close on a pop fly.
Brings up Aiden Becker, the catcher. Ball one low for Cale Holm. Becker batting in that cleanup spot, the junior. Again, still a runner at second, but now two away for Cale Holm. Takes a look back at second base, comes home with the pitch inside, ball two.
This kid looks the part. You know,
big physical good, looking.
Yep, he looks like he
junior,
could.
Aiden Becker. Holm misses outside, 3-0 the count. And again, for somebody who looks the part too, you don't want to give him anything juicy.
No, I don't know if it would be the worst thing if he walked, honestly.
Holm whistles one in for a strike, 3-1. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977, H&R Electric. Proud to back the Max. Pickoff at second to keep Evich honest over there. Three and one the counts on Aiden Becker. With two away and one at second. Ball four. Runners at first and second now for Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. And again, as you mentioned, with Becker, probably just want to keep it away from him. And he wouldn't chase and earns the walk. Brings up Brady Lentz, the junior shortstop. Still with two outs. Lentz also batting from the right. He'll swing at the first pitch, send it out toward David Anderson. Anderson running up on a dive and
good
pulls
play.
It in. Goodness
All
gracious.
Right. I think that the ball's probably going to be hanging up in the air a little bit with this wind
Indeed.
Coming in. I mean, the wind is like
hard to
south,
judge out there as well.
I would say. So we're batting kind of right into it. So it's, they're going to be difficult to judge. But David able to close and get underneath that one.
I apologize to those watching on the video stream. I think I didn't switch the angle quite in time. But trust us, it was a great catch by David. We'll get it next time back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Well, McDonald strands two as we head to the top of the second on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Ivich, the leadoff man who advanced to second but was stranded there, back out there to pitch for the second for the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs. He was strong in the first, allowed one base runner, then the double play to end the inning. Eli Stepp, the junior, batting in the cleanup spot for head coach Tim Riemenschneider, will be the opening hitter for McDonald. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com.
Eli had three hits yesterday, which is really nice to see. He's kind of, there was a little bit of a lull there for us, and Eli was hitting the ball, keeping us in it. So hopefully he can pick right up here where he left off.
And again, I think that's just a theme through the first three games here for McDonald. Whether it's at the plate or pitching, the ability of so many different guys to contribute, and it just, again, they pick each other up.
Yep.
So Stepp at the plate for the first time. The third baseman bats from the right, number two, the junior. Opening pitch, chopper right past the pitcher. Shortstop on a hard run, charges, throws to first in time. Nice play there by Brady Lentz, the junior, and Chuck Clark with the pick on the other side.
It was almost slow enough where with Eli's speed, you thought maybe he could beat it out, but not quite.
That'll bring up Ryan Smisky, the junior first baseman, number 15. 6-3 on the putout. Ivich opening pitch, foul over into the fence just beyond the dugout.
Yeah, Cumberland's got a nice baseball facility. First time I'd been up there. And whenever you get bleachers with seat backs, you know you're in business, right?
There you go. 0-1 pitch, Ivich. Well, I believe they said to catch the outside edge. The 0-2 on Smisky, the junior first baseman. Inside, missed. 1-2 the count. Again, we don't have a scoreboard here, so we appreciate the umpire keeping us updated if I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, he's doing a good job.
1-2 pitch, Smisky. Grounded right to short, pretty easy throw.
Yeah, we are keeping
and
that shortstop.
Lentz is keeping busy,
we are keeping him really busy.
6-3 on the putout once again. Smisky's retired brings up Nash Winger, the senior.
So far, the what we kind of suspected with their pitching seems to be.
And he's inducing
true.
A lot of ground outs.
Yeah, that shortstop's just gobbling them up. And
so Nash Winger, as you mentioned, getting his first start so far of the young season.
He came in, he pinch hit in the first Stanley game and hit one right up the middle for a base hit. So he's got it in him.
0-1 the count. Ivich working pretty quickly. Fires in low. 1-1. No score. Top of the second here at Chautauqua. McDonald 2-1. Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 1-2. Ivich the pitch. Winger looks at ball two. Two and one the count with two away for McDonald. Looking for their first base runner of the inning. Ivich the pitch. Missed again. 3-1 hitters count for Nash Winger. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. The 3-1 to Winger.
Oh.
Called strike.
Yeah, I think that last pitch was a strike,
yes.
So it was 2-2.
Strike, yep.
Yeah.
And that will end the inning for McDonald. We move to the bottom of the second. The score remaining, the Max nothing. The Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs nothing. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
McDonald Baseball on a beautiful Saturday afternoon on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Bottom of the second, Cale Holm, ball one high, as he is facing in this at-bat Brock Hamilton, the senior second baseman, number 24, bats from the right, strike one call. Home working a little quicker. Swing and a miss. One and two the count on Brock Hamilton. Junior against senior. Cale is ready to go again. Popped up along the first base line. And out of play, actually sailing behind us. See, I thought that was headed toward the dugout area. Gotcha. And then, I don't know if it gets caught up in the wind or if I just misjudged it, but...
When you look back and everybody right directly behind you is covering your head, it makes you a little nervous when you can't see it.
So one and two the counts on Brock Hamilton. Cale Holm, the righty, pitch low and in the dirt. Blocked nicely by Grant Smisky, two and two. On deck is Chuck Clark, the junior first baseman, number 28 for Coach Ryan DiNucci. Holm the pitch. Ooh. Just missed.
That's a good
count
pitch.
Worked full.
That'd be a tough one to lay off.
Well, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team, working in audio and video production, more in a moment. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him, Cale Holm. First punch out of the game. And that's the first out of the inning. Cale Holm induces a swinging strike three, and Hamilton's retired on strikes, bringing up Chuck Clark. Again, WOGO sports team. Position available for audio and video production for our high school sports broadcast. Apply today for an immediate opening, part-time position, flexible hours. Contact our WOGO sports director, Greg Stewart, gstewart@wwib.com, or call 715-723-1037. Skied foul along the first baseline for Chuck Clark. The junior bats in the seventh slot, hitting from the right. Home ready to go. Second pitch, swinging strike two. You can hear Coach along the third baseline, Coach DiNucci, saying go quicker. It's Cale Holm bringing the gas there on that play. The 0-2 pitch, swinging strike three. Two strikeouts in a row for Cale Holm. Clark down swinging. Brings up Braden Razim, the junior third baseman, number 29. Opening pitch from Cale Holm. A little too high to find the mark that time. 1-0, but two away in the bottom of the second. Grounder, right towards second base, on a knee, gloved by Galvez, fires to first in time. And 1-2-3 go down the Bulldogs. We head to the top of the third. The score remaining, McDonald nothing, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser nothing. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality propane and fuels. Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Well, both pitchers settling in, 1-2-3 innings. For Cale Holm and Connor Evich, we are in the top of the third here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, along with Seth Smisky here at Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser High School. No score here in the top of the third. Sam Aberle, our on-site video producer and camera operator. Dawson Halverson at the WOGO home base, and Halley, our audio producer. It's Mason Bussey at the plate. The DH, he'll foul one off, strike one. And it dribbles right in front of us.
Mason had a good night at the plate last night. He had a single, and then he had two walks. So it's good to see. Hopefully he can get it going here.
Evich the pitch, and a long shot out towards center. Nice. That's going to drop behind the center fielder, and Mason Bussey chugging towards second, and he is headed in for a stand-up double. How about Bussey?
All right. I was just going to say, you just look at him, and he's so darn big. You just see the potential, right? And there we go. That's what he can do, and you were spot on when you said chugging.
Looking for that adjective.
Yes.
How about the double for Mason Bussey to bring up Carson Galvez? First baseman McDonald's gotten beyond first. Low and in the dirt for ball one on Carson. Galvez had that nifty play that he made with a dust cloud flying around him on his knees to snag that last grounder and fire to first. The pitch fouled high in the air and out of play along the first baseline, 1-1. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. One ball, one strike, one on at second base. That's Mason Bussey. The pitch looks at a strike on the outside edge. It's Carson Galvez, 1-2.
Yeah, so far this pitcher, he's locating the ball really well.
1-2 upcoming here for Connor Evich, the senior. Fires home, slapped foul along the third baseline. Behind head coach Tim Riemenschneider. One and two the count. Runner in scoring position for McDonald. Their first significant threat of the day against Connor Evich. The 1-2, low below the knees, 2-2. Good job laying off that one, Carson Galvez. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the max. Called strike three. First just, out of the inning as Galvez retired looking.
Just caught the inside corner of the plate.
Brings up David Anderson. Again, that's just the first out of the inning. Leadoff man aboard with a double, Mason Bussey, so he remains at second. As David, the senior center fielder, number 17, batting from the right, his first plate appearance. First look at Connor Evich. And we'll turn it around to the top of the order. Bussey takes his lead out at second. The pitch, Anderson tips one back, foul. Strike one.
Yeah,
0-1 upcoming here to David Anderson. Pitch inside below the knees, ball one.
David's just seen the ball so well here early in the season. Just, you know, he's walking and he's hitting, you know, and that just points that he's just seeing it real well.
Strike called. That
and
one
then,
right
course,
at the
that,
knees.
That happens, but yeah, but so far, David, between his pitching last night and, you know, we saw a great catch out in the outfield and he's hitting, he's couldn't ask for much more.
Swing and a miss. Two retired on strikes in a row for Connor Ivich. As Anderson goes down swinging, brings up the top of the order, and Cale Holm trying to help his cause here with a runner in scoring position, but now two away. Mason Bussey remaining at seconds. Well, check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam, upper left corner of our Wogo Sports video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Check swing strike one on Cale Holm. Remember, it's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City Chaos Water Park. On-site dining options, on-site coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com, bringing the dugout cam, the smile cam. Another check swing laying off this time. Cale Holm, ball one. And Cale would love to get some solid contact here. Ground out to Lentz at short, his first time up. Ivich throws to second, threw it away from second, and Mason Bussey will stay put as the center fielder, Ethan Brown, up quickly to back up Hamilton.
Mason kind of got caught in no man's land there, and it's just a good thing things didn't work out for Chetek because he was a long way away from the base. But they weren't on the same page either. So
Bussey remains at second with two outs and Cale Holm at the plate. 1-1 count. Ivich the pitch, skips it low, one hops to his catcher Becker. Ball two. And while we're up here in Chetek, I want to give a shout out to my friend Alan Kirshner and Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream downtown Chetek. I'm definitely planning a stop there after the game.
Well, you got my interest peaked, Caleb. I might have to stop myself.
Strike called, 2-2. And the only ice cream I found that could potentially rival our hometown Olsen's in Chippewa is Kirshner's here in Chetek. Two balls, two strikes, two away, with a runner at second base here in the top of the third for Cale Holm. Swing and a miss. Striking out three in a row, Connor Ivich. And we move to the bottom of the third. The score remains McDonald nothing, Chetek Weyerhaeuser nothing. We're back in 60 on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Baseball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. Bottom of the third here in Chetek, sun-splashed field.
Yeah, that sun is really starting to feel nice.
Got some nice facilities here in Chetek Weyerhaeuser. We're hearing Athletic Director Cole Felstad, our host, talking about some of their plans here as well to expand. Should be pretty impressive. And we appreciate Mr. Felstad and Mr. Johnson getting us set up here today. First pitch fouled up. Cale Holm calls everyone away and says, I'll take care of that. One pitch, one swing, one out. To start out here in the third. And that retires Blaze Gackle.
That is...
brings up the top of the order.
It really helps, you know. Keeps that pitch count low. And you can get them like that.
And again, Coach Riemenschneider definitely keeping an eye on that pitch count because this is the fourth game. You're planning to use several arms. Holm called strike on Connor Ivich, who singled and stole a base his first time up. Hard shot out toward left. That's going to drop in front of Winger. And two for two is Ivich, the senior.
Oh, going through the lineup now, it definitely looks like the first four guys of the lineup are going to do the damage. There's going to be damage to be done here.
And it's good to, again, have one away.
Yep.
As you come back to the top of the order here. Jude Poppy, and a fly out to left field. His first time up is at the plate again. Two lefties in a row at the top of this batting order for Coach Ryan DiNucci, the CW Bulldogs. Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. And remember, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore. Find them next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, and coming soon to Eau Claire. Bargain City Superstore. Bit of a delay, and now we're ready to go. With a runner at first, one out, pickoff attempt at first. Smisky sweeps down with the glove, but Ivich back in time. Cale Holm takes a look back at first base. Runner goes. Smisky guns it out to second. Tag!
In time! Got him!
Wow.
Grant Smisky showing off the cannon. Firing it to Cooper Mittermeier covering second. Mittermeier, nice job applying the tag as Ivich dove head first in a cloud of dust into second.
Just such a difference from last year. Grant's just so much more confident. You can see in his throwdown there. I mean, that's four throwdowns for outs in four games. I don't know if he had four all season last year. So it's just such a nice thing to have.
Bobby's still at the plate.
To be able to keep them runners at bay a little bit.
I believe I missed the first pitch ball, so 1-2 is the count. Excuse me, 2-1 is the count on Poppy. And he'll send one foul. Two two on Jude Poppy. Cale Holm trying to get out of the inning here and preserve this scoreless game. Poppy sends one to the shallow infield. Cooper Mittermeier gloves it. And the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs are retired in sequence. We head to the fourth. The score remains McDonald 0, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 0. We're back on WOGO in 60 seconds.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
1-1 for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Max Baseball on WOGO. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by the office in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Scoreless game here in the fourth. We've had a pitcher's duel.
It has been. Gale's been just spot on, and this guy for Chitek here, he's locating the ball really well too. So, but just be nice here. We got the top of the order here. Let's break things open a little bit.
Again, Mason Bussey had that leadoff double last inning, but was left stranded. As three straight strikeouts for Connor Ivich, the senior has really settled in. First pitch called strike on Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, the lone hit until the last inning against Ivich as he singled in the first. Pitch two misses wide. One ball, one strike on Cooper Mittermeier. At the top of the fourth, takes a big swing and the ball will carry him back toward us. Strike two. Don't let a small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack and a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. 1-2 on Cooper Mittermeier. Takes a ball outside, 2-2. I appreciate our on-site camera operator, video producer Sam Aberley, and our audio producer Dawson Halverson today. Ball inside, count has worked full.
So far, good eye by Cooper. Not definitely, with three balls, able to lay off him.
Full count on Cooper Mittermeier. The pitch, he's going to send it past short on a dive. It stopped, but will the throw be in time? No, sir. Legging it out, Cooper Mittermeier. That was a beautiful stop by Lentz, but couldn't get back into throwing position in time. And yep. Cooper Mittermeier aboard with a leadoff single.
I thought for sure that was getting by him, but yeah, heck of a play out there on shortstop.
Brings up Grant Smisky. Smisky first time up. A 6-4-3 double play grounded into to end the inning. Facing Ivich for the second time. The pitch, Smisky looks at strike one. Batting from the right, the catcher, the senior Grant Smisky, with Cooper Mittermeier aboard at first. Ivich, a look over to Cooper. Now comes home with the pitch. Grant chops one to third. Glove throw to first in time, but the runner advances to scoring position. And Smisky moves Cooper Mittermeier ahead.
Yeah, I think the first pitch was the pitch to swing at there and probably leave that one alone.
One out with a runner at second and Eli Stepp back up at the plate. Stepp, one of many groundouts to Brady Lentz at short, his first time up. Ball one issued by Ivich. Holding that bat high over the right shoulder, Eli Stepp. With Mittermeier in scoring position at second. Pickoff attempt. That one got away from Ivich just a little bit. A nice job there by Brock Hamilton covering the bag, able to reach low and grab it. And Stepp will step back in. One away here in the top of the fourth. 1-0 count on Eli Stepp. Cooper Mittermeier taking his lead at second. Stepp.
Right.
Hard shot out to right field. Tagging up and advancing is Mittermeier. So two away, but a runner at third.
Almost feels like in a game like this, one run is a big deal. Obviously, we're sitting here at 0-0, but it would be really nice to get Cooper home here.
So Stepp Flies out to Gackle out there in right. And Ryan Smiskey now at the plate. He also had a ground out to Lentz his first time up. Opening pitch, strike one. And Ivich is not going to blink, the senior. He's been throwing with a lot of confidence here today.
Yeah, a lot of first pitch strikes, too.
Swing and a miss, strike two for Smiskey.
Out.
And you don't need a lot here, but you got to find a way to hit grass, get it past the infield and the glove of Lentz. A pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Dropped by the catcher, but then Smiskey's tagged out, and we move to the bottom of the fourth. Once again, Ivich manages to blank McDonald and strand a base runner. After three and a half, our score, the Max nothing, the Bulldogs nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Max Baseball.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Welcome back to McDonald Baseball on WOGO. Make sure to check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam in the upper left of our live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. The Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions today. Cale Holm, first pitch swung on, sent out toward David Anderson, and actually coming over to make the play from right is Ryder Sullivan, and that's out one of the inning on just one pitch, and you like that if you're Cale Holm. As, again, Coach Riemenschneider was saying, you know what, probably got to keep that pitch count around 40 just because of the use on the arms this week. And so Cale Holm able to get one pitch, one swing, one out once again. And that one on Ethan Brown, the three-hitter.
Always get a little nervous when they start tracking back. You're like, oh, boy, how far is this one going to carry? But Ryder there able to make it.
Aiden Becker reached on a walk his first time up. That's in the cleanup slot, and he gets a lot under this one. David Anderson heading back. And that one able to send Anderson back about as far as he could go, but makes the catch.
Yeah, I definitely think that wind is playing a factor today, whether that ball could have went further or not. But I got to think as high as that thing was hit, it's making a difference today.
Another first pitch swing and an out. McDonald, nice job in the outfield. Ball one issued here against Brady Lentz. The smooth feeling shortstop. He had a fly out to Anderson in center his first time up. Hard contact to short. Cooper Mittermeier, long throw, long stretch. Got him! Ryan Smiskey almost doing the splits as Cooper Mittermeier guns it from nearly third base. And 1-2-3, they go down in sequence on three pitches. Cale Holm gets out of the inning. We head to the fifth. The score remains McDonald nothing, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser nothing on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
WOGO Sports. Cale Holm, a sparkling fourth. Again, putting up a zero. Thanks to a great throw by Cooper Mittermeier. And a stretch by Smisky.
Well, Allen got things rolling for us yesterday in the bottom of that seventh inning. So let's see if he can start something off here.
So Allen Mine and batting in place of Nash Winger here in the fifth. And I'll correct myself, it wasn't quite the immaculate three-pitch inning as Mine and backed off ball one. Wasn't a three-pitch inning for Cale Holm, but it was close.
Yeah. Yep. You can't ask him for much more than that. Good defense behind him.
Minen swing and a miss. Bats from the left. In that Metropolis Resort smile cam in the upper left of our WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Check it out. Smiles and fun for your family at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Strike two called. Metropolis Resort, Action City, Chaos Water Park, on-site dining and coffee, smiles and fun. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. Meinen called strike three, check swing, but that is the sixth strikeout of the game for Connor Ivich, and he seems to be getting a little stronger as this game has progressed.
I don't know if they got him on the swing or if, you know, because the pitch almost looked a little outside to me, but.
Mason Bussey doubled his last time up. Yeah, I thought he didn't go around, but.
Yeah, it didn't look like he went around.
Bussey, that big orange bat. And Ivich sails one in high, ball one.
As big as Bussey is, it almost looks like the bat could be bigger. It'd be just fine.
No score here. Top of the fifth. One out, none on for McDonald. One out count on Mason Bussey, the junior DH. Bussey checks swing.
I think.
And they're going to say he went.
Yeah.
Strike one. Connor Ivich, the senior, against Mason Bussey, the junior. 1-1 count. Ivich, the kick and the pitch. Finds the outside edge. 1-2. Bussey again in the third. That was just his first time up as Ivich has worked his way through most of the McDonald batting order. Big cut out, a low one from Mason Bussey. Gets away from the catcher, so Bussey will leg it out, but the throw to first. 2-3 on the putout, and two are down for McDonald. Not working as quickly as Cale Holm the last inning, but same result. Bussey's retired, and Galvez up for the second time.
Yeah, this pitcher gets himself into, you know, good favorable counts, and we're forced to swing at the garbage.
Carson Galvez struck out his first time up. That was also in the third. 1-0 pitch from Connor Ivich, the senior. Popped up in the infield. Lenz coming up to make the play, and he dropped it. And on the error, Carson Galvez is safe at first. And you know what? In a pitcher's duel like this, maybe you need a little good fortune.
Yep. You don't see that often, you know. I mean, I bet that kid could catch 100 balls straight like that out there. Just every once in a while.
Maybe it's the sun. Maybe it's the wind.
Yep.
You never know.
Never know.
That brings up David Anderson, who also struck out his last time up against Connor Ivich. Two away. Runner at second. Big cut on the first pitch. from that, David Anderson.
That's a good pitch to swing at. You know, it was definitely a strike, and that's what he's been doing, and we've been watching that first pitch a lot here, get behind. So good swing.
0-1 from Ivich. That one's low inside, 1-1.
And that's what he does a lot. The second pitch usually isn't so great, but we've already taken one strike, so we swing at the second one, which is a ball, and then we're down right away.
Anderson facing a 1-1 count with two out and one on. Inside edge, caught it.
See, that's,
1-2.
That pitch, he's been calling it a strike, but it's, I mean, he's just barely getting the plate if he even is.
So Anderson stands back in from the right. Runner at first, two outs, 1-2 the count. Ivich the pitch, missed wide.
Good
2
eye.
And 2.
Good eye by David.
Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. At StelterIncorporated.com. Anderson chops one foul in front of the plate. Do it again at 2-2. And if you're just joining us, we're here at Chautauqua on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky. WOGO Radio at 103.1 FM. Audio streaming at WOGO.com. Video streaming on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Seventh strikeout of the game for Ivich. Another base runner left stranded. We head to the bottom of the fifth. The score remains McDonald 0, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Gale Holm back out there for the fifth here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. That's White City Glass. Holm will face Brock Hamilton for the second time.
Yeah, it's starting to shape up like their pitchers might be able to go a distance on this. And
Kale probably doesn't have too much longer.
And Kale doesn't have too much longer, so it's going to...
Ball will might, get away from Grant
might come down
right to
us. Who we bring in.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
And again, if you're just joining us, this is the fourth game of the week for McDonald. And so they have to watch the arms. Swing and a miss. Cale Holmes, some gusting winds at times here in Chautauqua that we've seen. The 1-1 from Holm, low. Ball two. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. Ball three high. Royal gives great advice that you can trust. See everything RCU has to offer. Royal Credit Union, rcu.org. 3-1 count. The pitch from Cale Holm. Ball high, and base runner is aboard. Former Brock Hamilton, who struck out his first time up, but now walks here in the fifth.
This game is just, it's moving right along.
Chuck Clark comes up, the junior. Again, these pitchers have just both been very impressive.
They have been.
Second straight strong outing we've seen from Cale Holm. Finds the mark on pitch one against Clark.
Pitch
Again, it seems like the more confident Kale is, the quicker he works. Pickoff attempt at first. Smisky sweeps down with the tag. Back in time is Brock Hamilton, the senior, who's on base for the first time today. Bottom of the fifth. One on, none out. And a scoreless tie between Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser and McDonald. Ball one of this at-bat issued by Cale Holm. Clark stands back in from the right side. Holm, the pitch, finds the mark again. Bullseye right down the center. It's one and two on Clark. Pickoff attempt at first, and it gets away from Smisky. And that is going to send Hamilton to second. And Cale, a quick pick there, and I don't know if the throw a little off or
Ryan wasn't quite ready for it.
Yeah. Either way, it just got away.
I don't even know if we really need to do that in that situation. I would have just come right back at the batter here and struck him out.
Runner advances to scoring position. Hamilton now at second with none out. Holm whistles one in for ball two. 2-2 the count. Holm, the pitch, swing and a miss. Punch him out.
Oh, he
got one of the
got a piece of it. Yep.
Oh. Spoils a strikeout call.
Mm-hmm.
2-2. We'll do it again. Cale Holm with a runner at second. Looking for the first out of the inning. Comes home with a pitch. There's a swinging strike three, and there's the first out of the inning for McDonald as Clark goes down fanning for the second time today. Good pitch there by Cale Holm. Brings up Braden Razim, the junior. Razim a ground out to Carson Galvez, his first time up. Holm first pitch, too high. Runner at second is Brock Hamilton, who walked and took second on the wayward pickoff attempt. Holm the pitch. Missed wide. 2-0 on Braden Razim. Blaze Gackle on deck in the 9 slot. We'll be back to Evich, who's 2-for-2 on the day. Holm misses wide. 3-0 count. Again, you'd really love to be able to retire Razim and Gackle and not bring up the top of the order with someone in scoring position. One away. And Cale Holm gets a strike when he needs one. 3-1. Trying to fight back in this at-bat against Braden Razim. Junior third baseman number 29. Swing and a miss for strike two. Count has worked full by Cale Holm.
All right, one more, Cale.
One out here in the bottom of the fifth in a scoreless tie. Holm, the 3-2 pitch, fouled. Back into the backstop. Seems staying alive. Full count. One out. Base runner at second, fouled back again. This time over toward the hill. Got a youngster over there, I think, with a glove. Kind of try to chase that one down as it went all the way back to the woods.
Yeah, that would have been borderline whether it would have been a ball, so probably we're lucky he swung at that.
Another foul right in front of the McDonald dugout.
Same with that one, so I think he's due for a good strike right here.
Three balls, two strikes. Third straight payoff pitch here for Cale Holm. The pitch fouled off again. Razim.
Tough at bat.
He's going to run him out of balls here. Braden Razim in that 8 slot for Coach DiNucci. Battling hard here against Cale Holm. Full count. The pitch, swing and a miss. Punch him out. That's a big strikeout for Cale Holm for the second out of the inning. Brings up Blaze Gackle.
That's just such a good job by Cale there to go down 3 balls to no strikes and come back and strike him out.
And that may be it for Cale Holm here based on pitch count. There's no conference on the mound, and if that is the last pitch thrown by Cale Holm, what an outing he had. 4 strikeouts, 4 2/3 innings. And a clean sheet.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to stick
with Are they going to leave him out there? All right.
Yeah.
I'm getting all that buildup. Well, he's going to face another
I guess batter. He gets twice the buildup today.
Yeah. So facing Blaze Gackle, who popped out to home his first time up, which was in the third. Again, a runner in scoring position, two away. Home the pitch. Sails it in high. Ball one on Gackle.
Wonder if Timmy just didn't come out there and, you know, leave it up to him. You got one more in you?
Home. The 1-0 pitch. Changed speeds and got him to chase it. One and one the count. Home. The pitch. Did he get that one? Let's see if they gave him the call. One and two pitch.
Ooh, just got a piece.
No, they called it strike three. Cale Holm.
Yeah, Grant caught it. Good job.
Nice job by Grant. And Cale Holm, now we can have the build up, and he's added another strikeout. So five punch outs in five clean innings for Cale Holm, and we head to the sixth with the score still nothing nothing between McDonald and Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonnell Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Welcome back to McDonald Baseball and WOGO Sports. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. If you'd like to be part of the WOGO Sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact WOGO Sports Director Greg Stewart, G Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-D, G Stewart at WWIB.com, or call 715-723-1037. We are through five scoreless innings, just phenomenal pitching performances by both Connor Evich, the senior from Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, and Cale Holm, the junior from McDonald. And Cale will be the leadoff man here for head coach Tim Riemenschneider.
Just be nice. Just put one out. Put one out of the park here, and that might be enough at this point.
Evich has sparkled with seven strikeouts, but all it takes is one, right? Cale Holm grounds it right back to Evich, and Evich will have an easy throw for the first out of the inning.
You know, and these pitches, like that pitch, it looked like that was a good pitch to hit, and I'm glad he swung at it, and it just dies, you know, right on the ground. And
top of the order here for McDonald, and again, you figure this could be your best chance, but the way they've hit throughout the order, you still got opportunities even if you can't get one across here, but it sure would be nice. One away, Mittermeier takes the ball low. Got a fly over here from someone. Saying, hey, it's a beautiful day to be up and about. Little twin engine. Ball inside on pitch two to Cooper Mittermeier.
Cooper, he's been able to work the counts really well today.
He's singled twice.
Yep.
Two for two. Evich the pitch. Again inside. Trying not to give anything meaty to Cooper Mittermeier, swinging a hot stick. And now Cooper's going to make him prove he can get one across the plate here. And Evich will oblige. 3-1. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. 715-723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Inside ball four and a board for the third time in as many at-bats is Cooper Mittermeier with one away. He draws the walk and brings up Grant Smiske.
Yeah, now Grant's got a...
looking to get dialed in.
Yeah, Grant's got to get dialed in and reap the benefits of Cooper getting on here. Just hasn't been able to do it.
Scoreless game here in the top of the sixth. Grant, a good eye on the first as he'll take a pitch inside. Cooper Mittermeier aboard at first base. Grant Smiske in a 1-0 count. Ivich the pitch. Grant, line shot, gets all past right. The shortstop, and Smiske his first knock of the day. And Mittermeier aboard at second. They're at first and second with one away here in the sixth on WOGO.
Once again, just out of the reach of that shortstop. He's got some range.
And it's hard enough to get a hit on Ivich, but with the defense behind him, particularly with Brady Lentz, they're the junior. Eli Stepp looking for his first hit. With a runner in scoring position. First pitch, I believe they'll say he caught the outside edge there.
Yep.
Strike one. One out, two on for Eli Stepp, the junior. Ivich, long look back at second, comes home with the pitch, fouled off for strike two. Eli Stepp had a ground out to Brady Lentz at short in the second. And a fly out to right field. And Gackle out there next time up in the fourth. Just the third at bat for Eli Stepp. Again, it's been an impressive outing for Connor Ivich. Ivich misses low this time, though. One ball, two strikes. Stepp stands back in on a windblown but mostly sunny day here in Chautauqua. 1-2 pitch, and Eli holds off wisely 2-2.
Seems like the wind is getting to be a little more sustained.
And again, if you hit it in the air, that certainly caused some difficulties with getting the ball to carry for these hitters.
Yes.
But also, again, conversely, can cause some trouble for the outfielders as well. Just got to get a hold of one. 2-2 pitch, Eli Stepp. Ball misses wide, and Stepp works the count full after falling behind 0-2. What does Eli have in him here? Scoring threat for McDonald in a scoreless ball game, top of the sixth. One away, full count, runners at first and second. Ivich, payoff pitch. Eli Stepp gets a big piece of that one and sends it out to center. Rounding third, Cooper Mittermeier. He's headed home. Play at the plate. No cutoff. Sliding in for the opening run of the game. Cooper Mittermeier. And Eli Stepp advances to second. Smiske trying to take third. Are they saying he's out at third? Yes, they are.
Yep, they got him.
So Eli Stepp, an RBI double, but McDonald does sacrifice an out. Mittermeier around to score the first run of the game.
Well, you know, hey, one run, just it feels huge today.
It does. 1-0 McDonald. Swinging at the first pitch is Smiske, fouled along the third base line. Ryan Smiske.
Ryan hit a nice bomb yesterday in the seventh inning for a double.
1-0 McDonald. Ivich look back at Stepp at second. Comes home with a pitch. Oh. Change speeds, and Smiske took a battle axe cut of that one. 0-2. Two away, one on, one in for McDonald. Ivich the pitch. Missed low, almost got away from the catcher Becker back there.
Yeah, that's one thing that hasn't happened today is ball's getting away. It's been
good backstops there, Becker and Smiske.
Good play by both of them.
Pickoff attempt at second, and now caught in a pickle is Eli Stepp. Stepp Going back and forth between second and third. Dives in head first. Wow. Safe. Oh, my goodness. Eli Stepp in a cloud of dust worked himself into a jam and got out of it.
Yeah, I think they thought he was going to turn around again, and he kind of faked him out. And, Eli's got good speed, so able to get out of there. Usually it doesn't end like that.
Usually getting yourself in a pickle doesn't put you in the highlight reel.
No, no.
I'm tempted. Smisky facing the 1-2. Ball two issued by Ivic. 1-0 the score. McDonald's finally broken through here with one run in the top of the sixth. Probably saw the last pitch from Cale Holm, who's just been phenomenal, equaling what Ivic has done for Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. Smisky fouls one off along the third baseline.
Good job by Ryan just to get a piece of that one. That was going to be strike three. Way to keep battling.
Stepp takes his lead at second. 2-2 pitch, low and in the dirt, and Smisky works the count full. Ryan Smisky, the junior first baseman, a patient at bat here. We talked with Coach Riemenschneider about that before the game. Likes the patience at the plate from his team so far in the first three games. Payoff pitch upcoming with two away. One on, one in. Here in the top of the sixth. The 3-2 swing and a miss. Another strikeout victim for Connor Ivic, but McDonald does put one across. We head to the bottom of the sixth with our score. McDonald 1, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Macs.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Bottom of the sixth. Here in Chautauqua, pitching change for McDonald. As they now lead 1-0, and Isaac Crawford, the sophomore, will come on to pitch. And I'm not sure, has Isaac pitched yet this season?
No, he has not. This will be the first time we see him.
So he'll face the top of the order for Chautauqua in a one-run ball game. Again, non-conference if you want to see where you're at.
Yeah.
Got an opportunity here for Crawford. And Smisky remains behind the plate. Connor Ivic, who's 2-for-2 on the day, will be the first man up this senior. And Ivic, again, on the hill, has allowed just one run and struck out eight. McDonald finally gets one across in the sixth. Now remains to be seen, will that be enough? Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, also your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. That's Bargain City Superstore next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, and coming soon to Eau Claire, Bargain City Superstore.
Mittemeyers, they got a new puppy. They've been bringing him to every game here, Oscar, and he gets a lot of love when he comes to the ballpark. He's up there taking a little rest right now, but gets plenty of attention.
I bet we may have to get him on the post game or something.
Yeah. Really cute little puppy there.
Ken Crawford warming up and ready to go as Connor Ivic, the senior, Lefty at the plate for the third time. Now in a one-run ball game, McDonald with a 1-0 lead. Opening pitch from Crawford. Just missed. Two singles on the day for Connor Ivich. First one right back to Crawford. Makes a diving stab. Throws to first.
Nice.
What a play by Crawford. He loses the lid as he went to the dirt there on the mound to grab that one and fire it to first. And Ivich is retired for the first time this game. Wow.
That was some reflexes there.
Goodness.
Ryan, I don't think Ryan could hardly believe it. He's almost late, getting a little late getting over there to first.
Just making the stop is one thing, making the throw. Third pitch for Crawford. And he found the bullseye that time against Jude Poppy, the sophomore left fielder, also a lefty. Crawford, strike two. Both strikes looking. Poppy flew out to left his first time up. Popped out to Cooper Mittermeier at short, or rather lined out at short his second time. Crawford deuces a foul tip and remain at 0-2. One-run ball game here in the bottom of the sixth. Isaac Crawford, the sophomore, is coming in relief. The pitch, a little wide, trying to get Poppy to chase.
Yeah, it would be huge to get through these next three batters here.
One away here in the bottom of the sixth. 1-2 count, low ball two.
Yes, low. That's a tough pitch to lay off of there.
Good play discipline by Poppy.
Yeah.
Again, sophomore facing sophomore here. Crawford on the hill for Coach Riemenschneider. Isaac, the kick and the pitch, a grounder to Cooper Mittermeier at short. Bobbles a little bit hard, throw to first, and not in time as it gets away from Smisky, and Poppy will stay put at first. Again, it was a lot of juice on that one, and Mittermeier just kind of ate him up a bit.
Yeah, just that little bobble there was just, then you got to rush the throw, and it just makes it that much harder. So
Poppy aboard brings up Ethan Brown. So the tying run at first, go-ahead run at the plate for Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. And a ball called on Crawford, and that will move Poppy into scoring position at second. Ethan Brown at the plate. He's had two loud outs. Fly out to David Anderson in center. Fly out to Ryder Sullivan in right, his last time up. First pitch misses. Runner at second. One-run ball game. McDonald with the lead here in the sixth. They finally got their first run of the game. Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser now trying to equal or go ahead. Crawford inside, ball two. Bending Brown back at the plate. The righty, the center fielder. Crawford looks back at second. High ball three. 3-0 counts.
Flip the switch, you know, you got two lefties right away, and then now we're batting right.
Crawford, the kick and the pitch. That time found the bullseye, 3-1. Throw to third and got him.
Nice.
How about Grant Smisky taking the runner off the bases? And Grant, that's his second caught stealing today. 3-1 count now. We'll see if this gives Crawford some confidence with the base runner eliminated. As Poppy caught stealing. Hard shot on the first pitch out and left to Nash Winger. That'll be a base hit.
I'm surprised that he went
Brown
on that, you know, tried to steal third there. Just didn't seem like you had to do it at that time.
And Grant Smisky right on top of it. I'll fully admit I was looking down. And thankfully Grant was actually in the game. So a base runner again, but now two away. Brown is aboard at first. Aiden Becker Hard shot to short, and that's bobbled again. Cooper Mittermeier slapping his glove in frustration as it got away from him, and they're safe at first and second.
Oh, that's routine there. You know, it's on the ground. It didn't take a bad hop. You know, nothing like that. Easy play at second. That's tough.
And one Cooper would like that back.
Yeah, for sure. And then it puts a lot of pressure on the pitcher here. Isaac's first time out, facing the top of the order here. You know, just now you got two on base. But
whistles one in for a strike.
He's got the potential just to take care of business, too. So
Brady Lentz, the shortstop, bats from the right, the junior, number 27, with runners at first and second. McDonald leading by one run. Popped up. Mittermeier runs back, waved off by David Anderson, who made a long run
all
up,
right,
makes the catch, and Crawford gets out of the inning. And still a zero on the scoreboard, if it were working, for Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball and WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Thank you to all the sponsors making this broadcast possible, including who you just heard, Stelter Incorporated. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. We have a pitching change for Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, and they will bring out to the mound Brock Hamilton, moves from second base to the hill after, again, five shutout innings for their starting pitcher, Connor Ivich. Then he gave up one in the sixth. But Ivich, eight strikeouts on the night.
Super impressive.
Or on the afternoon, rather. But really, again, going back to Isaac Crawford pitching for the first time this season, facing the top of the order and able to strand a couple base runners. Grant Smiske helps him out, catches one stealing at third. Just a big, big spot for Crawford to be in, and an excellent job.
Yeah, he came in and he responded. He helped himself out with that super fast reflexive play he made there.
I'm hoping we caught that well on the video stream, yeah. And we'll see maybe one of the highlights that gets posted on our WOGO Sports Instagram and Facebook coming up in days to come.
Yep.
So. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's Quality Propane and Fuels, one of our great sponsors, making these broadcasts possible. Wherever we may go to follow Chi High McDonald Athletics, Chautauqua is where we're at today. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiske, Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base, and Hallie Sam Averly with us as our on-site video producer. We're at the top of the seventh. We'll get that updated on the live stream. First pitch missed. Second one, a swinging strike by Minen. Allen struck out back in the fifth. Facing a new pitcher now. He's facing Ivich back then. Now facing Brock Hamilton. Hamilton also a senior. The pitch inside pulls Minen away from the plate. One and two the count. Excuse me, two and one the count. Top of the seventh. This is where McDonald really broke things open last night.
It was. And Allen.
Against Chautauqua.
Allen was the one that started it, too.
Minen takes ball three. Hitters count here for Minen.
Allen's he's got a good on base percentage. I don't know what it is, but just, you know, just the feeling I get through the games, it's got to be up there.
3-1 pitch, and he is headed to first. 5-pitch walk, and mine and a board for McDonald as they lead 1-0. And that brings up Mason Bussey. So Minan draws the walk, and Bussey has been up twice. Doubled his first time up in the third. Takes ball one. Second time up. Retired. A throw from the catcher to first. But now a runner at first for Mason Bussey. The pitch, Mason skies it foul, and it should head out of play. And look out for the puppy. And everything looks all right over there.
Mason's got to be frustrated a little bit there, because that would have been a good one to hit.
One ball, one strike now for Mason Bussey, facing Brock Hamilton.
Big prom tonight for McDonald.
Indeed. Girls get time to get ready. The boys go out and play a baseball game
yeah,
first.
Yep.
Low and in the dirt.
I'm sure
two.
Grant's going, so I'm sure he'll come home and be ready to go in 15, 20 minutes. And Delaney, she'll be in there for a couple hours, I'm sure.
2-1 count. Mason Bussey fouls one back. Two-two with one on. None out here in the top of the seventh from Chautauqua. Sun has disappeared.
It has.
Hamilton the senior. The 2-2 pitch. Mason Bussey fouls one again, backing out of play. And a young man wasn't looking for that one. And thankfully, it landed just a few steps behind him.
That'd have been kind of close to the old disc golf basket.
I was going to say, if he landed there. That in the disc golf basket, that would have been, it's got to be worth a half a run or something. Two balls, two strikes. Mason Bussey with Allen Minan aboard at first. None out here in the seventh. The pitch, Bussey drives it past third. Diving stop, but not in time. And they are safe at first and second for the Max.
That's good to see Mason making some contact, heating up a little bit. You know, got a hit yesterday, two today.
So, Allen Minan at second, Mason Bussey at first. McDonald leads 1-0, but they've got a scoring threat here with none out and two on. And Carson Galvez looking for his first hit. He's reached on an error back in the fifth.
And that's kind of the story of this team, is when they've been able, just somebody's been stepping up.
When you need it.
Yep.
Hamilton comes home with a pitch, swing and a miss. Carson Galvez. Carson the junior. Bats from the right, number 5.
You ever do the disc golf, Caleb?
I haven't for a while, but I have them in my car. If I ever get back into it. Carson Galvez gets a big piece of one and sends it out to left. It drops in front of the left fielder. They will hold at second and third, but the base is loaded up for McDonald as Galvez, a timely piece of hitting. None out. 3 on for the Max.
That's kind of right where he hit one yesterday. So that is Carson's sweet spot right there.
Brings up David Anderson. And Anderson has struck out twice in the third and the fifth. But you just think, gamer that he is, mm-hmm. you like him in this spot.
Yep.
First pitch, swing and a miss. Loaded up for McDonald. They lead 1-0. Looking for some fireworks here in the seventh inning for the second consecutive game. They scored 7 in the seventh to come back and beat Cumberland 13-7 last night. The pitch low and in the dirt. One hops to the catcher, who has to make a quick scramble to make sure that he got that one in time. Yeah. Over there at third, Allen Minan, good speed. Just kind of waiting on an opportunity. One ball, one strike, bases loaded. David Anderson, the senior. The pitch inside at the knees. Ball 2. 2-1 the count. Hamilton, who's coming in relief. Big shot out there toward left for Anderson. It's headed way back at the wall. The catch is not made.
All right.
They're rounding the bases. One is in. Bussy chugging toward home. At third, a slide safe at second and third. A 2-RBI double for David Anderson, and the senior comes through once again.
Just an absolute bomb by David. And the outfielder couldn't come up with it.
A valiant attempt out there.
Yeah, and whenever you got to turn and run like that backwards, that's tough. And, what a big spot.
Minan in to score, Bussy in to score, Galvez safe at third, and David Anderson at second. And that'll bring up the top of the order for McDonald. But just as you mentioned, top of the order, bottom of the order, they're all mashing right now for
the
Max.
Yep.
Cale Holm at the plate. Looks at a ball. Runners at second and third. Still no one out. It's 3-0 McDonald. Holm, his fourth plate appearance, looking to get on base for the first time. The pitch from Hamilton. Holm gets a nice piece of this one. Sends it out towards center. Gloved there. The runner is going to tag. No throw at the plate. Carson Galvez scores the fourth run of the game for McDonald. And the sacrifice by Cale Holm gets the job done. One away.
Cale absolutely got a hold of that one. Just, it was right to the center fielder. But, hey, as long as somebody stand on third and get home, it's great.
4-0 the Max. Brings up Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper Mittermeier, 2-for-2 with a walk. First pitch misses wide. We're in the top of the seventh. McDonald was blank through five. Finally put across one in the sixth against Connor Ivich. Now they've played at three so far against Brock Hamilton. The pitch, Mittermeier takes ball two. Carson Galvez has scored. Mason Bussy scored. Alan Minan has scored in this inning. And David Anderson at second.
It just kind of felt like it was just a matter of time, because we've been hitting the ball too well so far.
Strike one called. And low, and Cooper took it. 2-1 is the count. Cooper Mittermeier with a runner in scoring position. His team leading 4-0. Takes a big cut. Strike two. On deck, Grant Smiski. It's 1-for-3 on the day. Had a single last time up in the sixth. An important single. They finally got one through against Ivich. Runner at second. Glance back at him from Hamilton. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled off. Cooper Mittermeier staying alive here. Grant Smiski heads over to retrieve it and toss it back to the ump. Boys seeming to enjoy our Metropolis Resort smile cam, our dugout cam. Two-two pitch, count worked full. Good eye there by Cooper Mittermeier.
I got to say, I think last year was what, like, first time you done baseball or
yes.
Hadn't done it in a while to go from that to what you got going, you guys really stepped it up this year.
Cooper Mittermeier takes one high and he is aboard.
I didn't realize that I was going to be on the camera.
Yeah, we didn't really tell you about that.
So notice today I cleaned up a little bit, Caleb, for
see,
the camera.
See, my hair is wild today. Infield conference here. So Cooper Mittermeier, 2-for-2 with two walks. That on-base percentage going up for Coop after today. And we'll have an infield conference for Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. Give us time to let you know that your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, coming soon to Eau Claire, Bargain City Superstore. Runners at first and third for McDonald. They're at the corners with just one away. and Eli Stepp coming up. So David Anderson at third, Cooper Mittermeier at first. Excuse me, Grant Smiski will be at the plate as we'll have another pitching change here for Coach DiNucci. And that'll be Jude Poppy, the left fielder, the sophomore, now on the hill.
I think as a hitter, you got to be slightly frustrated, be like, come on, come on. Just.
We were doing so
We were doing so good.
Again, the pitching, as Coach DiNucci mentioned in our pregame show here on WOGO, has been strong for Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, allowing just 7 runs through 3 games. And we saw that in Ivich. He was incredibly strong through 5 innings. And McDonald, again, struck out 8 times against him, but did get that one across. And so important, no matter who you're facing, you get that first one. And then it's helped open things up a little bit here. Now they lead 4-0, looking for more here with just 1 out. And runners at first and second.
Yeah, we
apologize.
Got,
I think I said first and third, but first and second.
We got that run across, and then all of a sudden he's starting to throw a few more balls and strikes, and thinks they're going our way.
Poppy, a right-handed pitcher. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Jude is the son of Paul Poppy, who's pastor locally here in Chautauqua.
Oh.
Could be completely wrong, but
yeah.
If I remember correctly, I played basketball against his dad a few times.
Okay.
So Grant Smiski comes to the plate. Again, grounded into a double play his first time up in the first. Grounded out to third in the fourth, but then broke through with a single in the sixth. What does Grant have up his sleeves here in the seventh? With his team leading 4-0. One away and runners at first and second. Grant, big cut on the first one. He's going to send it way deep to left. And that one is gone. Not quite, but at the wall. Grant Smiski, the double to send in two for McDonald. It's 6-0.
That was close.
I was waiting for that one to carry over.
I thought it was going over. Yep. Wow, he got a piece of that.
Goodness, swung at the first pitch. Grant Smiski, the 2 RBI double to make it 6-0 McDonald. As Anderson and Mittermeier both in to score. I don't know what it is about waiting until the end of the game, but last night and this afternoon, the bats haven't just been hot, they've been smoking. For McDonald. Now Eli Stepp at the plate with Smiski in scoring position. Poppy the pitch. Misses low. Good eye by Eli. Stepp ground out in the second. Fly out to right in the fourth. But then a double. Run scoring double. Back in that sixth. Poppy, the pitch, finds the mark.
So far this year, it's been a good 1-2 punch here with Grant and Eli right after. You know, yesterday at
the 3-4 slot.
Yep. Yesterday, the first inning, Grant got a double, and then Eli batted him home. So, yeah, good
fouled
combo
off.
There.
And again, this started back with Alan Minen. And, again, deja vu all over again. Minen getting things kicked off.
Yep.
Drew the walk. Scored the first run of the inning. Second of the game. Eli Stepp, 1-2 count. The pitch fouled off, out of play, over toward the hill along the first base line. Got 3 youngsters scrambling out for it.
These kids are getting a good workout today. It's been a lot of balls hit back there.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local sports. Northwestern Bank. 1 out, 5 in the inning for McDonald. Poppy the pitch, sails in high, 2-2 on Eli Stepp. On deck, Ryan Smiski, the junior. Grant Smiski, the senior, at second. pitch low and in the dirt. Eli Stepp works the count full. See if he gets one to rip here.
You know, a couple of those towns that Chautauqua had played before earlier this season, I'd never even heard of them before.
Well, because they went down to Boscobel and played a couple. Eli Stepp grounds one to short, and it's bobbled there, and that is going to send Spisky from second to third. He'll slide in safely, and Eli Stepp cruises in for his second double of the game. So safe at second and third. We're still just one away.
Where is Boscobel?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I know it's somewhere south of here.
Okay. Good
geography lesson. You didn't expect to be on camera. I didn't expect a geography quiz.
Okay.
School
We're
was
even.
A long time ago. Somewhere in the great state of Wisconsin. Ryan Smisky at the plate. Eli at second, Grant at third. First pitch strike. Ryan Smisky on the day, a ground out to the slick fielding shortstop Brady Lenz back in the second, then struck out in the fourth and the sixth. So high time for Ryan here in the seventh.
It is.
Looking for his first knock of the game. Could score two. Fouled off the second pitch behind the count 0-2. This is the ninth batter that's come to the plate here in this inning for McDonald. We're in the seventh. It's 6-0, the max.
So far, kind of just the copy of what Ryan did last at bat. Looked at one, waved at one, and we'll see what he does here.
Poppy the 0-2 pitch, and he looks at one there and lets it drift foul. 1-2. Ryan Smisky, the junior first baseman, showed off the flexibility a few times at first here today. Poppy the pitch. Smisky grounds it towards second base, and that's bobbled, and that is going to score a run for McDonald.
No, that was, I think, that was Dan Fritz came in to pinch hit for, or pinch run for Grant. So
Fritz in to score.
Yeah. Danny, I don't know if he played his freshman year. Not sure, but he came out his senior year. It's good to see him out there.
Indeed. So now runners at the corners for McDonald. Six in the inning. First pitch strike on Alan Minen, who started this off as McDonald has batted around. 7-0 the max. My apologies to Daniel Fritz for not noticing that he'd come in. But Fritz scores the seventh run of the game for McDonald. They scored six in the seventh. Or was it seven in the seventh yesterday? Runner takes off, and no throw from Becker. And so now second and third for McDonald.
I believe it was sixth in the seventh yesterday. It ended up
so they've
13.
Equaled that already
yep,
here.
Yep, they have.
One and one is the count. But still just one out. Runners at second and third. Two in scoring position for Alan Minen. The lefty takes the ball low. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Minen dribbles one to third. Play at first. Gets away. And one is in. Heading in to score for McDonald. Two more. And it's 9-0 the max. And Minen at second keeps it going.
Jeez, that is just awesome. Yeah, White City Glass. I actually had them come out and fix my garage doors twice.
Yeah.
I don't know that they don't really advertise
always mention that. But
they were responded right away and did a great job. Got them working.
Mason Bussey back at the plate. His last time up was earlier this inning. Singled and later scored a run. Facing Poppy. Ball gets away from the catcher. And heading toward third is Minen.
Yeah, the wheels are definitely coming off here now.
It's going to be. The fielding was just so solid behind Ivich when he did allow contact, which was rare at times, but it was so solid behind him. And now it's, again, the pitching has gotten a little shakier here for Shatek, and so has the fielding, which, again, doesn't help
a young pitcher
or a shaky pitcher. Big cut.
Yeah, I think
and a miss by Mason Bussey.
Three errors maybe this inning, if not four. That's and tough again, on a pitcher.
Mine is on base now at third, but because of that error, and it scored two. 9-0 the score. Swing and a miss from Mason Bussey. You got to get caught up everyone who scored. So Fritz scored that run in place of Smisky. And Stepp came in to score. And Ryan Smisky came in to score. 1-2, Mason Bussey, swing and a miss. And Bussey goes down swinging, and that's finally the second out of the inning for McDonald. Brings up Carson Galvez, who singled and scored a run. Mets have scored eight here in the seventh. Carson Galvez watches ball one go by. And he is mine and there at third. And McDonald, with a good swing here, I believe could end it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Carson Galvez, swing and a miss. Maybe Poppy settling in a little bit here. But also McDonald maybe saying, hey, we don't want to go out to the field anymore. We want to go to Kirshner's and get some ice cream. Runner at third, two away. Poppy the pitch, swing and a miss. Nope, tipped off, staying alive. One and two. The count on Carson Galvez, the junior second baseman. In the top of the seventh, 9-0 McDonald. Carson fouls one back. Again, is heading toward that area of the disc golf basket. One ball, two strikes. 9-0 game for McDonald here in the top of the seventh. Carson Galvez awaits the pitch. He'll pop one up into foul territory along the third baseline and out of play. They'll do it again at 1-2. Second time up this inning for Carson Galvez. He is the 12th batter that McDonald has sent to the plate here in the seventh. One and two the count. Galvez with that green bat rested on his shoulder, now waving it. Poppy the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that ends the inning, but the damage done in a big way for McDonald. We head to the bottom of the seventh with our score. McDonald 9, Shatek Weyerhaeuser nothing. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
One and one for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen Richardson. Circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to baseball on WOGO. McDonald and Shatek, a pitcher's duel through five. The Max scored one in the top of the sixth, then eight in the top of the seventh. Now three outs to go, looking for their third victory of the season. Isaac Crawford, the sophomore, issues ball one. As he came out to pitch for the first time there in the sixth against the top of the order. Strike called on the second offering from Crawford, working against Brock Hamilton, the senior second baseman, who also came in to pitch. Just the third at bat for Hamilton. Hamilton, a shot out toward left field. It's gloved there by Nash Winger, but Hamilton aboard. Struck out, walked, and now at the plates, Chuck Clark. So a lot of work to do for Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, but they started off with Brock Hamilton getting aboard. Clark is struck out in the second and the fifth.
I think we got a pinch hitter for Clark here.
We'll check our roster here.
Kind of the same stature, but looks different.
I believe that's Ethan Nelson, the senior, number 30. So Nelson in for Clark. Facing Crawford. Crawford, the right-handed pitching sophomore, with a runner at first, none out here in the bottom of the seventh. McDonald leading 9-0. First offering, looks like he caught the edge. 0-1 count. Crawford against Nelson, sophomore against senior. Crawford the pitch, whistles one in again, bullseye, strike two.
Just coming after him, and that's what he needs to do here.
Again, a batter is coming into the game cold.
Yep.
Crawford, the 0-2 pitch, fouled off. Nelson stays alive, grounded on a hop there by a parent in the crowd.
Oh. David's dad.
Tracked it pretty well.
John Anderson, yeah. He's got some moves.
Oh and two.
John and his wife Karen, they really get into the alumni tournament at McDonald.
Grounder to Carson Galvez at second. Throw to first for one and to second.
All right.
Double play for McDonald. And that takes care of two and leaves the bases empty. Galvez the glove, the flip to second, the relay to first in time. 4-6-3 on the double play. And down to the last out here for the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs.
I played that alumni tournament at McDonald twice, and each time I could barely walk the next day. But John looks like he's gotten over his soreness, if there was any. He's tracking that ball back there, so good to see.
Got another substitution here. Now the plate is Jacob McIntyre, the senior. 9-0 ball game. Crawford the pitch. Inside ball one.
He just barely missed there. That was a good pitch.
McIntyre in place of Razim. Strike one. And just missed on the first. Found the mark on the second. 1-1 the count.
It is just so great to see a guy like Isaac coming in here.
Fouled off strike two.
Giving us some really good quality.
And he's pitching, again, confidently, working fast. I mean, that seems to be something that we've seen, again, from at least Cale Holman and now Crawford, too. When they're confident, they're saying, why wait around?
Yep.
Let's do this.
Yeah, just, you know.
1-2 pitch and sails one behind him and back toward us, ball two.
To have to play the amount of games we did this week, four games, you know, I was wondering how the pitching
I mean, you
was
thought you might have to go multiple arms here.
Yeah.
And again, you got to get one more strike here.
Yep.
But
it's been really cool to see.
Crawford the pitch. Called strike three. And that's the game. Punch him out. Isaac Crawford ends it with emphasis for McDonald. Your final score. The McDonald Max 9, the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs 0, a shutout for Coach Tim Riemenschneider's Mighty Max. What a game. Two pitchers, again, your fourth game in a week, and you get a shutout, and you only have to use two arms.
You know, and that's the thing, we've done it a couple different ways, you know, like And the shutout, when we played Stanley the second time,
yeah.
It was 10-0, and this year, and then, you know, coming back yesterday, and, I mean, it's just so awesome to see everybody getting in on the action and being part of it, and with hitting and pitching and just some really solid fielding as well.
They're all pulling in the same direction too, and it's whatever you need me to do, whatever mm-hmm. the team needs me to do. If you need a crucial hit, if you need someone to come in and get a couple outs or to eat up some innings like Cale Holm did. I mean, just what Cale did today, I think, was phenomenal to really match his counterpart Ivich. Scoreless inning for scoreless inning, and to do that at the end of a week when they played so many games. I mean, this was a game that could have really taxed the arms for McDonald, and Cale just kind of said, hey, defensively, just put it on my shoulders, and
yep.
and again, yep. they did a solid job behind him as well,
yeah.
and then for Crawford to come in with confidence as a sophomore, just, again, really loved what we saw here from McDonald on the defensive side and the offensive
yep.
side.
I don't think we had an error while Cale was out there pitching. You know, and it just helps so much. It's so hard on a pitcher when you know, you get that guy on board and then, you know, maybe walk somebody.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just so much pressure.
That's what we saw, I think, happen to Shatek Weyerhaeuser here after Ivich, who was just phenomenal and struck out eight and allowed just one run there in what was it, five or six complete innings. Mm-hmm. And, again, when Hamilton came in, when Poppy came in, maybe not quite as strong a pitcher as Ivich, but because they didn't have the defense backing them, that really made their lives difficult when the ball was put in play.
It does. It does. Yep. And it's just, you try not to get frustrated as a pitcher, but it's got to be frustrating. So you're struggling a little bit the way it is, but you shouldn't even be out there, you know, because they should have got some outs. And yeah, so it's tough. It's tough, but luckily for us, our defense has been just as solid as our pitching for the most part, and yeah, here we are.
And eight runs, surpassing what they did last night, eight runs in that seventh inning. McDonald breaks it open and wins 9-0. They move to 3-1 on the young season. The Shatek Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs 1-3. Western Cloverbelt against Heart of the North, and McDonald wins the matchup this time around. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes to get some highlights queued up, and we'll talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider as well. Once again, your final score, McDonald 9, Shatek Weyerhaeuser 0. Stay with us. We're back in 3 on WOGO Sports.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or 1/2-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident. making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
McDonald Baseball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you. McDonald victorious. We'll take a listen to the highlights in a few moments. We'll talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider as well. But again, after a busy week here for McDonald, Seth, your thoughts on this team, what we've seen through the first four games? Because, again, we talked about the positive momentum, the things they've done well, and it just seems like they're adding to it, building on it each game.
They are. They're right now, they're clicking. And to come out early in the season and to be able to do that, especially, you know, some of these teams had already had a few games in.
Yeah.
And we're just getting rolling here.
It took a little bit for the weather to allow them to play.
Yep. So, you know, it's really good to see. And everybody's contributing. And it's very impressive right now.
It really is. And again, it took a little bit today, facing Connor Ivich, who was just a phenomenal pitcher and struck out 8 through 6 innings, allowed just one run. Getting that run, we keep coming back to that. That just gave so much confidence. And then plating 8, in the 7th inning. Just really impressive that the patience at the plate when it can be frustrating when a pitcher's kind of mowing you down at times, mm-hmm. and they really just hung in there and really loved what they did at the plate today.
Yeah, you know, yeah, Coach Tim, he's got to be super happy with what he's seeing right now because you know, and but all phases of the game too, you know, so it's been fun to watch.
And that's what you want, too. Again, these non-conference games especially, too, going up to Cumberland and playing a quality team there, playing a just excellent starting pitcher here today in Shetek. You wanna get better because you know the caliber of some of the pitchers that you're going to be playing in the Western Clover Belt Conference. You've got Regis, again, early next week, and facing players like Warren Bovee from Cadott, there's some top shelf talent in this conference, and you want to make sure you're ready for it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Fall Creek, Regis, Bloomer, Cadott.
They just you don't get a night off.
No, you don't. And you know, just and to have these wins too under your belt, it helps. You know, when you start getting into that competition, and you know, maybe you split with somebody, or you know, so it's a big positive here to come out of this 3-1.
Absolutely. Let's take a listen to some of our post-game highlights. There's quite a few of them, so we'll see if we get through them before head coach Tim Riemenschneider. But here's how it sounded as McDonald wins this one on the road 9-0 in a game that did not feel like a blowout for much of the contest. Again, it was scoreless through 5. Let's hear how it went down on WOGO Sports. Support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. The pitch, line shot into left for a base hit. Cooper Mittermeier gets a board for McDonald.
That's good to see. Cooper got his first hit of the season. I think it was the last at bat he had yesterday. And now he's started the game off here with another hit. So
that bat starts heating up.
Maybe
there
things
you go.
Are starting to roll. That's a good
count
pitch.
Worked full.
That'd be a tough one to lay off.
Well, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team, working in audio and video production, more in a moment. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him, Cale Holm. First punch out of the game. And that's the first out of the inning. Baseline, Coach Danucci saying go quicker. It's Cale Holm bringing the gas there on that play. The 0-2 pitch, swinging, strike 3. 2 strikeouts in a row for Cale Holm.
And then he had 2 walks, so it's good to see. Hopefully he can get it going here. You know, it just...
Ivic the pitch and a long shot out towards center. Nice. That's going to drop behind the center fielder and Mason Bussey chugging towards second. And he is headed in for a stand-up double. How about Bussey?
All right. I was just going to say, you know, you just look at him and he's so darn big. You know, like, you just see the potential, right? And there we go. That's what he can do. And you were spot on when you said chugging.
Looking for that adjective. Pitch back in time. Kilholm takes a look back at first base. Runner goes. Smisky guns it out to second. Tag.
In time. Got him.
Wow.
Grant Smisky showing off the cannon. Firing it to Cooper Mittermeier covering second. Mittermeier, nice job applying the tag.
Able to lay off him.
Full count on Cooper Mittermeier. The pitch, he's going to send it past short. Ooh. On a dive. It stopped, but will the throw be in time? No, sir. Legging it out, Cooper Mittermeier. That was a beautiful stop by Lentz, but
it
just
was.
Couldn't get back in the throwing position in time. We'll get back to our highlights in a moment, but first, head coach Tim Riemenschneider joins us here on a windblown Saturday afternoon. And, coach, again, talking with Seth about these first four games of this season and the building blocks, the groundwork that you're laying moving into the conference schedule, and another performance where you and your staff have to be really pleased with what you saw.
Oh, yeah, awesome. It was a tight game. It was a pitcher's duel, and the kids just kept playing. We had an error that one inning, but they had each other's back. We got through it and shut them down, and the seventh inning, the top of the seventh, was just magical.
Coach, again, we'll talk about that breakthrough offensively once again in the seventh, but what really stuck out is, I mean, you're telling me before the game, got to watch a pitch count again. This is your fourth game this week, and Cale Holm just kind of said, I got you.
Yep.
I got you, and I'll go out and eat up a bunch of innings for this team. And, again, facing a quality, even star pitcher on the other side in Ivic, Cale Holm was just matching him clean sheet for clean sheet inning after inning.
Absolutely. Cale pitched a great game, and he didn't want to come out, and but he was at 72 pitches. And I said, Cale, it's early in the year. You did your job. So
he did
great. He came in and fought for us. He knew we didn't have a whole lot left, and he got us a strong five innings, and Isaac came in, and he sealed the deal for us, which was just great.
Won the first action of the season, I do believe, right, for Isaac Crawford.
Yep.
Coming in and coming in that spot facing the top of the order in a one-run ball game.
Yep.
Where you felt like, okay, you know, this is a big spot, and I think it all kind of started off giving that confidence when, we'll hear it in our highlights here, he made a brilliant play on the mound with a comebacker.
Oh, absolutely. That was just a rocket. He fielded it, and I'm like, okay, this is Isaac's day, and it was.
Now, again, offensively, so important to get that first one across in the sixth against a pitcher who struck out eight.
Yep.
Today in Ivic. But you got one across, and then it kind of felt like, all right, where the door's been, they left it open a crack, and now we're going to kick it open.
Yeah, it was a heck of a rally we had, and, you know, it was sooner or later somebody was going to break through, and it happened to be us, and it was big. And to be honest, I quit counting. I didn't know what we had. It was such a long inning. The kids were so excited.
Eight runs in the seventh.
Yep, it was just amazing. They had timely hitting.
Yeah.
And finally, some of our ball, we were hitting balls hard in the outfield. They got a great defensive team. They were catching everything. The wind, I think, had a little play in a couple, and luckily something dropped, and we were blessed with getting the rally going.
And, again, Alan Minen kind of getting things started off to a deja vu all over again, as Seth was saying. Yeah, Alan kind of got things started yesterday as well, too. And, and again, when your number's called, when your name's called, being ready, Alan, not in the starting lineup here today, but said, hey, I'm ready to go, and did some great things for you in that seventh.
Absolutely. And the kids are just, they're picking each other up from top to bottom of the order. You know, we've had some really nice runs with the six hole, like Alan, you're saying, going through the bottom and coming back up, you know, and they seem like they got each other's back, and it's just gelling well right now. I mean, three in a row, the kids are ecstatic.
Yeah, again, winning streak reaches three, win three out of four. When you have four games in a week, it's been a busy week. It's been a fun week. And, Coach, glad we could see you guys twice, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Cale. Appreciate it.
Coach Tim Riemenschneider, as we get back to our highlights here on WOG, our post-game show, McDonald winning it in convincing fashion, 9-0. We'll continue the highlights on WOGO.
Yep.
Cooper Mittermeier aboard with a leadoff single.
I thought for sure that was getting by him, but, yeah, heck of a play out there.
Against Brady Lentz, a smooth-feeling shortstop. He had a fly out to Anderson in center his first time up. Hard contact to short. Cooper Mittermeier, long throw, long stretch. Got him! Ryan Smiski almost doing the splits as Cooper Mittermeier guns it from nearly third base. And 1-2-3, they go down in sequence on three pitches. Cale Holm. Brandon Razim in that eight slot for Coach DiNucci. Battling hard here against Cale Holm. Full count. The pitch, swing and a miss. Punch him out. That's a big strikeout for Cale Holm for the second out of the inning. Brings it
to no strikes and come back and strike him out.
And that may be it for Cale Holm here based on pitch count. Grant Smiski in a 1-0 count. Ivich the pitch. Grant, line shot, gets past the shortstop, and Smiski his first knock of the day. And Mittermeier aboard at second. They're at first and second with one away.
Just
second. Ivich, payoff pitch. Eli Stepp gets a big piece of that one and sends it out to center. Rounding third, Cooper Mittermeier. He's headed home. Play at the plate. No cutoff. Sliding in for the opening run of the game. Cooper Mittermeier. And Eli Stepp advances to second. Smiski trying to take. Just missed. Two singles on the day for Connor Ivich. First one right back to Crawford. Makes a diving stab. Throws to first.
Nice.
What a play
that was
by Crawford. He loses the lid as he went to the dirt there on the mound to grab that one and fire it to first. And Ivich is retired for the first time.
Yeah.
Big shot out there toward left for Anderson. It's headed way back at the wall. The catch is not made.
Right.
They're rounding the bases. One is in. Bussy chugging toward home. At third, a slide safe at second and third. A two RBI double for David Anderson. And the senior comes through once again.
Just an absolute bomb by David.
Fourth, but then broke through with a single in the sixth. What does Grant have up his sleeves? Here in the seventh, with his team leading 4-0, one away and runners at first and second. Grant, big cut on the first one. He's going to send it way deep to left, and that one is gone. Not quite, but at the wall, Grant Smiski, the double to send in two for McDonald. It's 6-0.
I was waiting for that one to carry over. You know, a couple of those towns that Chautauqua had played before earlier this season, I'd never even heard of them before.
Well, because they went down to Boscobel and played a couple. Eli Stepp grounds one to short, and it's bobbled there, and that is going to send Smiski from second to third. He'll slide in safely, and Eli Stepp cruises in for his second double of the game.
To have to play the amount of games we did this week, four games. You know, you really, I was wondering how the pitching
I mean, you
was
thought you might have to go multiple arms here.
Yeah.
And again, you got to get one more strike here.
Yep.
But
it's been really cool to see.
Crawford the pitch. Called strike three. And that's the game. Punch him out. Isaac Crawford ends it with emphasis for McDonald. Your final score. The McDonald Max 9. The Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs 0. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Seth Smiski, it was a lot of fun. And again, took a little while for the bats to get going, but a really entertaining pitcher's duel for much of this game. And again, fun baseball game and three in a row, as Coach Riemann Schneider said, the kids are ecstatic. They have reason to be.
Yeah, it has been super fun. And even at a pitcher's duel, when you if you go pay money and you go to watch the Brewers play and you see a pitcher's duel, not fun, right? You want to see, but to watch, when you know a kid like Cale,
yeah,
and you know,
just
you've got a relationship with them and stuff like that, it's really cool to see. And then, watching the bats come alive, that was a lot of fun too.
And as Coach Tim said, again, they're just picking each other up, mm-hmm, whatever the team needs. So again, if it's guys eating up innings like Cale did, if it's saying, hey, just give us an inning, give us a few outs, whatever it might be. But then on the offensive side too, saying, hey, whoever's in the lineup, they're going to do what they can to move runners around. Yeah. Again, no one's looking for their own glory here. It's just, hey, how do we get that W at the end? And again, we saw that again with Minan coming in kind of in relief there too, and coming to the plate twice in that huge seventh inning, sparking again that run by just a patient at bat and getting aboard at first, and that patience at the plate early on in the season. You don't always see that with teams, and we're seeing again a veteran squad here from McDonald making a difference.
Yeah, and another good example is Cooper. He didn't have a hit the first two games.
Yeah,
you know, he got his first hit of the season at his last at bat yesterday, and then today
two for two walks.
Yeah,
I mean, on base all four times.
Yeah, and with Grant and Eli behind them, I mean, just it's huge.
Yeah,
you know, and so just not getting in that rut, not, you know, mentally staying strong and sticking with it, and it paid off well for him today, getting on base four times, and you know, that's kind of so far this year kind of been the story.
Yeah. Well, a lot of fun, Seth. Thanks for, again, joining us on the broadcast here. As always, a lot of fun to call a game with you and to see McDonald baseball in action once again. And, again, it's great to end the week and head into the weekend with a 3-1 record and 3 in a row.
Yep. It's been good.
Thank you.
Keep
to
rolling.
Our on-site camera operator, Sam Aberle, our video producer on-site here, our audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley was Dawson Halverson. Thank you to all the sponsors making these broadcasts possible for us to go on the road and follow our Macs. Look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, weather permitting, McDonald Lady Macs softball at home against Shell Lake in non-conference action, 4:40 start on Monday evening. Full schedule at WOGO.com. For Seth Smisky, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good afternoon from Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser High School. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Macs 9, the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs 0. This has been McDonald Baseball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. Thank you for listening to McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO. This has been McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.